I'm here with Kristen Tonnell, who is engaged in, would you call it your life's work?
Yes, I suppose you could call it my life's work, yes.
And what is it? Your
It's a dictionary. It's a Breton French dictionary for the web.
For the web?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not on paper.
Right. And how long have you been working on it?
Jeez, I started working on it, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago.
Okay.
But, you know, when I started, I thought I would take notes. I'm not a native Breton speaker, and as most Breton speakers, when you hear something new, something rare, something interesting, and you think, oh, I won't remember it if I don't write it down somewhere.
Right.
And usually you do it on papers, and you lose your papers, you lose everything. So I thought it might be a good idea to put it on a computer, just notes. And then they grew. And they grew so much that after a while I thought maybe I should consider making a dictionary out of it. And I didn't imagine at that time it would be such a long work.
So, okay, so picking up an Irish accent in your English, you are French, but you...
I'm not French.
You're not French.
I'm Breton.
You're Breton, I beg your pardon. I guess I misunderstood when you said you weren't a native Breton speaker.
No, I'm not a native Breton speaker, but
right.
I'm
Breton, yeah. Okay.
But I'm Breton. Yeah, I spent 5 years in Ireland, 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
So you said it's a dictionary for the web, which
yeah.
is interesting. Why that particular?
Because, well, I didn't intend to make a dictionary first, but once I started to make it with a computer, I thought it might be a good idea to spread it, I mean, on the web. And then you realize that, contrary to a paper thing, where once it's done, it's done. If you want to change something, you have to wait the next edition.
Yeah.
Yep. On the web, if you see a mistake, you can correct it.
Yeah.
On the spot. With the web, I can take advantage of everything the web
right.
can offer. For example, sound. I got thousands and thousands of examples, sentences. Well, most of them are from papers or novels. And for living authors, I asked them to read their lines.
Okay.
So that if you're looking for word in this,
yeah,
click on it and you have the pronunciation.
Yeah. So given that you're using the web to do things, as you say, so a pronunciation link is the most obvious thing, would you also link other historical facts or other links to other sources, perhaps? Or
well, to other sources, yes, because you can find on the web a lot of texts that over 60 years old, I think, now.
Yeah.
And so when I have an example from this text, there's a link to the original and or to other sites in Breton.
Are there, or is there an archive of the language, a recorded archive of the language?
Very few.
Yeah.
Very few. All the French state sponsored was the death of the language.
Okay, yeah.
By schools and everything.
Yeah.
So 100 years ago, half of the people living in Brittany didn't know a word of French. Only, they used to speak only Breton.
Only Breton, yeah.
And nowadays, we've got 10%
yeah.
of Bretons that can understand Breton.
So where do you search? How do you come across?
Once I decided to make a full dictionary, I started with other dictionaries and then with Google, trying to find examples, written examples
yeah.
of a word.
Right.
I use a lot of newspapers from 1860 on. I can show you here.
Yeah.
Your listeners won't see them, but...
So I'm going to explain to the listeners what I'm looking at on the screen. A newspaper from Finisterre in 18... What was that?
1880.
These are files of...
These are... I found them on the net. Once I find one, I put in... I loaded it, uploaded it.
Yeah.
So now I've got my own stock
right.
of Breton sources.
Right. And so these are newspapers that have been digitized by...
But it depends by les archives du Finistère, yeah.
So there is...
Les archives départementales. In every French department, you've got les
yeah.
archives.
An archive.
And then,
yeah.
Le Courrier right. du Finistère, that was in February 1885.
Gosh.
And
Well, some of it's in Breton.
It's all in Breton.
It's all in Breton.
That's French.
And French. So on
but
the
mainly
page,
in Breton.
In the same pages, mostly in Breton, and there's a few articles Breton in again. French. So we're looking at a poster here, which was a leaflet that was distributed to schools in...
It was not distributed, it was on the walls.
It was on the walls from 1900...
Till 1950-60.
Right. And would you like to read us what this says?
Aux élèves des écoles.
Pupils at the school.
Il est défendu.
It's disallowed.
Premièrement, de parler breton et de cracher par terre.
To speak Breton and to spit on the floor.
Deuxièmement, de mouiller ses doigts dans sa bouche pour tourner les pages des livres et des cahiers.
To lick your finger to turn the pages of your book.
Troisièmement, d'introduire dans son oreille le bout d'un porte-plume ou d'un crayon.
Well, stick a pencil in your ear. But okay, look at that first one. So they talk about, you know, it's not allowed to speak Breton or to spit on the floor. I mean, that's...
C'est raciste. It's racist. It's
quite extraordinary, isn't it? And that went right on until the 50s.
Yeah.
That is really quite extraordinary.
But you can't imagine. At the same time, there was a very popular personage in France for children. It was Bécassine. Maybe you heard about it. Mm. They made a film out of it. It's a story of a young peasant coming from the country in Lower Brittany to Paris.
Yeah.
And she's nice, but she's a bit stupid.
Okay.
And if you read it, that was very, very well known all over France.
Right.
And if you look at the pictures, she's the only character with no mouth.
Right. So she doesn't speak. So there's a systematic political decision to destroy the language.
And it goes on.
Yeah.
It goes on.
Yeah. Okay. So when do you think it's going to be finished, Kristen?
Three, 4 more years.
3 or 4 more years. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to...
I mean, when I say finish, it's never finished because there are new words forged every day. And, but I mean, I think in 3 or 4 years I'd be able to tell people, look, have a look at this.
Yeah.
And it will be free on the web.
Yeah. Why did you begin this? Apart from accident, but was there something
else? Because I love the language, and I've always been interested in programming as well and computing.
Right.
So,
put
the two together.
Yeah. Great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing that. Those of us who are still struggling with French will struggle with Breton, but it is the native language, so it's certainly really useful to know that somebody's out there fighting its corner.
Yeah, Well, there are three main school systems, Breton school systems. Well, you can learn Breton in some places, in the French, in the state schools.
Right.
But it's only half time, at the best, at the very best, and same in the private schools.
Right.
And now, recently, the state council decided that it was against the law to the way Dion teaches Breton.
Really?
And the way it teaches is there's no more Dion if they don't use this way.
Wow.
They're trying to kill. Yeah.
That's very interesting. Do you know roughly how many Breton speakers there are?
Today, roughly a bit over 200,000.
Right, in a population of?
5 million.
Right, okay.
The number itself doesn't mean anything, because what you have to see is the number is of Breton speakers going down this way, but at the same time, the number of educated,
yeah,
I mean, in their language.
Yeah.
Because most, let's say 50 years ago, we still had maybe 1 million or, 600,000 Breton speakers.
Yeah.
But most of them couldn't write nor read it. Now we got fewer, but the more educated. And as French, just as any language, Breton needs to forge new words.
Thank you very much for talking to us. That's
You're very
most
welcome.
Interesting.
Genabo.
Genabo.